This is Monday Morning Meditations, number 301 on the Rising Man podcast with Jetty Azuma. It's just different when dad's around. What's up, Rising Man family? Happy Monday morning to you again. My name is Jetty Azuma, and I'm here with another Monday Morning Meditation for you on the Rising Man podcast. Today's topic, without further ado, the importance of fathering. So it's well documented at this point that the presence of a father in the household reduces rates among just about everything. Every category for men decreases when there is a positive male figure and role model in the household growing up. We don't need to go into the statistics. We all know that it's true. And it makes sense. When we have people who are modeling a healthy way of being a man in this world, we're more likely to become that ourselves. And so what do we do when fathers were not around for us, whether they were working all the time or they were just completely absent? Or maybe there was a father who was an example of a man you don't want to be, and there was nothing to balance that out with who you do want to become. It's a much more common occurrence than we give credit to. And whether you've been fortunate to have a really wonderful relationship and healthy role modeling from your father in your life, or you had something completely different, the importance of fathering doesn't go away over the years. In fact, my argument would be that it only increases. So let's define fathering. What does fathering actually mean? And the obvious biological answer is having a child, but the spirit of fathering, the practice of fathering, what is the role, the archetypal role of a father? Well, in Rising Man, we talk about fathering as allowing children to experience the world so they're more prepared for it. And in our Rising Man community, we think of fathering each other. And even though we don't consider ourselves children, we father and mentor each other by creating a space and an environment where we can learn and we can succeed and we can fail safely. Here's a metaphor for you. As a father or anyone looking after a child, you want children to learn how to cross the street, how to encounter the responsibilities of the world. And learning how to cross the street and how to deal with anticipating traffic is an important life skill. So teaching a child how to do that, there can be a lot of different approaches. Healthy fathering, from the way that Rising Man looks at it, would be allowing the child to explore and get to experience how to interact with the street, bringing their awareness and their attention to cars coming up and down the block, telling them to use their senses, they're listening for a car that might be coming, their eyes looking both ways, just a general awareness of the space and the people and the environment around them. Unhealthy fathering or irresponsible parenting would be allowing a kid to just run freely into the street and have them figure it out all by themselves. In Rising Man, when we talk about the work we're doing with each other and fathering, mentoring one another, we use the term bowling with bumpers. So we create an environment where it's so safe for men to fail or succeed that they can completely, you can completely unravel. You can completely blow it on a men's team inside of the Rising Man community. In fact, we encourage it because we know that the world is less forgiving. We won't allow a man's life or the team, the health of the team or the community to go off of the rails. That's where we draw the line. Just like a child running into the street. If a child puts himself in danger, the father is going to intervene. But until there's obvious apparent danger, you allow that person, that individual to explore and get to experience, to have the opportunity to succeed and fail under their own merit, as long as it's in a safe context. So that role of fathering as it pertains to Rising Man and everything we do with our way of approaching mentoring and helping to raise young men is by guiding and shepherding one another, but not doing everything for them. The reciprocal of fathering would be mothering, doing everything for one another, solving each other's problems, giving each other the answers, saying, oh, don't worry about that, I'll take care of it this time. That doesn't prepare one another for the world. If I'm constantly stepping in to fix a man's problems for him, I'm not allowing him to get ready to take care of those problems on his own. I can bring awareness to it, I can remind him to look for cars coming when he crosses the road, but until that moment comes where he's actually might get hit by a car, I'm going to allow that man to fail, to learn, to grow, because the only way that we can discover is by having some of those real reps, those real life experiences. And it's one of the things that we not only value in Rising Man, but we're determined and committed to practice, the fathering of each other. And it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how much life experience you have, we all have something we can learn from one another. There's always moments where we can father one another given what we're going through. There's a reciprocal nature of that. It's not one directional. So it's so important that we learn to practice how we father one another inside of a men's community, because we may just make the mistake and go and try and solve a man's problems for him. We don't do that in Rising Man. We empower men to solve their own problems. Or we can completely ignore a man and his problems and watch him fall off of the deep end. We don't let that happen either. We put up bumpers so that the ball doesn't end up in the gutter, but it's all right if it bounces around and gets knocked around a little bit. We say that a men's team is the safest place in the world for you to fail because the stakes are really low. Worst case scenario, you fail in front of your men and it's humbling. Best case scenario is you have something to learn that you can apply to your life. But out in the world, making those mistakes where the stakes are and the conditions are really intense and much higher, that's why it helps to have that space to practice on a men's team. And fathering is how we do it. So if you're out there in the world and you don't have a space where you get to fail and succeed safely, where awareness is going to be the focus, not solutions, not solving your problems for you, but being empowered to solve your problems, then come join us. That's what we're practicing inside of Rising Man. And we believe that every man needs that in their lives. We've watched how it's literally changed men's lives, being fathered by other men and learning how to father other men. It's one of the most powerful things that we can do. So if that hits you somewhere, then reach out, book a call this week. Go ahead and jump inside of the Telegram space and get involved, because we want to see more men like you in circles with us. All right, until next week, rise up and claim your destiny.